The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're coming back home because a protest is being planned by some Navan residents due to an increasing amount of injuries caused, they say, by the dangerous condition of local footpaths. A protest is planned outside the next meeting of Navan Municipal District on the 22nd of April. Ben White's father-in-law was badly injured in a fall a few years ago. Ben is on the line and I'm joined by Alan Laws, who's an independent councillor based in Johnstown in Navan. And Alan has been campaigning on this for a number of years. Ben, I'll start with you. Good morning to you, first of all, and thank you for joining us on the programme. So tell me, this is about the estate, the Priory estate, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Claire. We're an estate in County Mead of approximately 80/100 houses, mixed residents, retirees, many commuters working in Dublin. I suppose the historical context would be the estate would be a product of the Celtic Tiger era. It's probably north of 30 years old at this stage. And my understanding through research is that developer or builder builds estate, and the process then is to hand it over to Mead County Council. But in this case, it was never handed over, and the estate was left in limbo or unmanaged in the interim. So what we have now is potholes, broken paths, an estate falling into disrepair from a construction perspective.
I saw some pictures in the Irish Independent this morning. I mean, it really does look rough on those footpaths, and people are tripping and falling and badly injuring themselves. Take us through some of the things that have happened.
Well, I mean, my own father-in-law, we were coming back from Super Value and I kind of took my eye off the ball, Claire. He's north of 83 and he fell and tumbled. Now he's robust enough and recovered. But, a lesser human might have had a different outcome. I understand the lady in the interim has broken her wrist. And they're just two of the reported ones. You know, I've had a few, stumbles over the years myself. But I mean, aligned to the fact we're paying a local property tax, Claire, and 70 or 80% of this estate would be, PAYE workers, I'm guessing.
And that's what these type of things that we were told the local property tax would do,
correct,
right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I remember Fergus O'Dowd in his tenure as environmental minister, Fine Gael sold us the property tax on the back of this, that, we would have services within our community. The grasses would be cut, the trees would be pruned, etc. Now, I know in the context of what's going on in the world, it's probably a first world problem, and broken paths in the schemes of everything that's going on right now probably doesn't sit high on many lists or many people's agendas. But
it's important. You have to be able to walk around in and out of your house without, in fear of tripping and falling and breaking your wrist. I'll bring in Alan at this point. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
So you've been campaigning on this for a couple of years now. What's the news on it?
Well, basically, I raised it again, not for the first time, at February's MD meeting. And we're getting the same answer. I've done this over a few years. There was a proper application made for the estate to be handed over back in 2021. And the problem, as outlined from there, was the builder that built this estate went bankrupt. And basically, the estate was never completed properly. So you had paths throughout the estate that were cracked nearly from the time they were put down. And then potholes have appeared and got worse over the years as well. So myself and other councillors have raised this issue over many years. And we keep on getting the same answer. And it was after, when you look at the picture there of Ben's father-in-law, I mean, he was badly shaken up and he was badly bruised around the face. And the lady that broke her wrist, for example, that lady I know personally, she's a personal friend of mine. And that lady has a brain injury to start with. And we're so lucky that she actually only fell on her wrist and not in her head. And then we have the most recent one, the picture in the Independent of an older lady as well that was calling to another resident and took a trip. So what we're trying to do is, you know, we're talking about health and safety here. We're talking about people getting injured. And they're just some of the ones, like Ben said. There's probably many other people that's fallen that we don't know about, mm-hmm. Claire. And so, the answer I got from Meath County Council is, I asked them for a time frame. I asked them, like, can we say it started in August? It's going to be started in November. And they were unable at this stage in 2026 to give me a time frame for processing a request, uh-huh. which was legitimately made 5 years ago.
Okay.
Answer we got umpteen times there when we raised it.
Can we just explain to people what needs to happen? It's a thing called taking in charge, which I see Meath County Council in the statement to the Indo have in capital letters. That is the process that needs to happen. They say they've taken charge of 12 estates in Meath. They're actively progressing this as soon as it's feasible to do so. That would seem to suggest that it's a budgetary matter, is it? That there isn't the money to take over?
They haven't, when I raised it, they didn't come out and say that to us when we raised it at the February meeting. And this is the type of answer we've been getting time and time again when we raised the issue. And when a council takes an estate in charge, my mother lived in the Priory Estate before she passed away recently, and I live opposite the Priory Estate myself. Mm-hmm. So my estate is Boyneview, and Meath County Council took it in charge. And they rectified all the broken paths in the area. They rectified any potholes with the area. And in fact, they did a very, very good job. Now, I want the Priory Estate to have that same job done there, to keep the residents there safe, because we don't want any more people falling. And the reason we're calling for the protest on the 22nd at 9:30 outside the town hall is we want an answer from Meath County Council. We want a time frame. We want a time when this estate is taken in charge, or a reason why it's not. Because the reason given, Claire, gives us no hope at all. We haven't got a clue. We're back in the same place as we were in 2021 when a legitimate request was made to take over the estate. Uh-huh. We still haven't got a time frame, and we need that time frame. We need an answer from Meath County Council when it be done.
Ben, the estate, if you can describe it to people, the condition of the paths, like, we're not just talking about the odd crack here and there. You say it's every 4 metres or so. Is that fair?
Maybe not quite 4 metres, Claire, but it's not an isolated path or an isolated, trip hazard. There are numerous areas. From an engineering perspective, Claire, and you mentioned budgetary concerns there, I don't think in the scheme of things, and I work in engineering, I don't think it's a big fix, Claire, honest. I think, on the back of this as well, Alan articulated it very well there. We're removing paths in County Meath at the moment for bicycle lanes, which is a great initiative, but we're removing good paths. So if the logic of all of the projects that are going on or in the area now don't stack up. I mean, we're removing good paths and reinstating them, and we can't repair the bad paths.
Yeah, so it doesn't make too much sense.
The logic of it doesn't make sense, Claire. Yeah. But back to Alan's point about budgets, I mean, I don't think it's a major, we're not talking major money here, Claire. Mm-hmm. We're talking, a small project to fix a few paths. It's a concrete pour, essentially,
Yeah.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. Alan has said it well there.
Yeah, and it needs to happen soon, because exactly. You need to know when it's going to happen and that it's going to happen soon. Ben, thanks very much for joining us. Ben White there in Navan, and Alan Laws, who's an independent councillor. That estate is the Priory Estate in Navan, and it's Meath County Council who say that they will take it in charge. That's what needs to happen, but they haven't said when. A listener says, my wife was badly injured out running when she tripped over a broken path in Coolock. Between potholes and broken paths around the country, the place is in a heap. You can WhatsApp us this morning, 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.